From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, May 28th. I'm Sarah Wright. With kids out of school and many parents out of work, hunger is becoming a major health concern. But for students who are attending public school and are eligible for free or reduced price meals, there's a new benefit called Pandemic EBT, or PEBT. Some families have already gotten their electronic benefits cards with up to $365 per child, but those who have not can apply until June 30th. Tarney Sheldon, the Nutrition Basics Program Manager at North Coast Opportunities, gave details earlier this week. She urges people who cannot get this benefit to apply for CalFresh.
And there are a lot of people now, because of joblessness and other circumstances, that are newly eligible to apply for CalFresh and may not know that yet. And that's an ongoing nutrition support program for as long as you need it. The Pandemic EBT card is a one-time benefit for families who have school children that otherwise would have received school meals during the time that the school was closed. And that's just a one-time benefit that goes to a bunch of families, and it's on a different card. It's a PEBT card, Pandemic EBT. It's actually a really easy access online application. So if you have not already received a PEBT card in the mail, which some families did, about, I think, nearly 2 million families in California have received one or are going to in the next few days, because they're already in this eligibility pool for having, you know, Medi-Cal and CalFresh, or their foster child, things like that, automatically had a PEBT card sent to their address. But for those who haven't received one and they think, gosh, my child receives free and reduced lunch when they're in school, and since school's been closed, we've been struggling, there's a really easy online application. And it also leads you to the CalFresh application, so you could get ongoing support beyond this one-time PEBT. So it kind of is two birds with one stone. It's just a website, and it's ca.p-ebt.org. You just can go click into the simple application, and it'll basically, most families, for each child that was in school, the school meals would have added up to be $365 worth of value from, like, I think mid-March when school is closed through the end of June. So that's how they figured that benefit amount. So say you have two school-aged children, either TK through 12th grade, somewhere in there at a public school, and they were eligible for free and reduced lunch while they were there. You would simply go and do the application, and then they would send you, within 12 days is their timeline, they will send you a PEBT card if you are in fact qualified. And on that card, it'll have your eldest child's name, but both children will be loaded onto the card if you were a family with two children. And if you had more, then obviously they'd all be loaded onto that one card, the value. So they would get $365 for the eldest child, and then say you have a second child, you would have another $365 on that, totaling $730. And it's good all the way through December of this year. So it's basically like a debit card. You can shop with it at any grocery store. You can shop at the farmer's market and actually double your bucks. 1.5 million people have received their card in the mail. You do have to activate it with a PIN activation system where you call a phone number and then you reactivate a PIN number of your choice for that card. Nearly half of the eligible children that they estimate are in California have already received their PEBT card automatically. The other half, so about 2 million, are eligible, most likely, because they received free and reduced lunch, but they weren't in that automatic first round of mailing. And so those are the ones that need to go online and apply.
And do you have to have all your citizenship documents in order to claim this benefit?
No, it's no documentation. It's just based on school enrollment. And so they'll just cross-check your name, your child's name, with their school that they're enrolled in, is what they're doing. So there's no other kind of, it's already just like a record system that's existing that they just cross-check and say, oh, yes, your school is closed. All schools in California were closed. And, oh, yes, your child was qualified for free and reduced school lunch. And so that's basically all that they cross-check in the computer system, and then they send out a card. You would not receive it if your child was going to a private school or to a charter school that was not in a public school system and receiving free and reduced meal services. So it's really based on that your kid was already in a school that and had access to the free and reduced school lunch program. So it's leaving out some homeschool families and some private school families who really are still struggling to put food on the table. And for those families, I encourage them to apply for CalFresh. And that's at getcalfresh.org. CalFresh is a longer-term benefit.
Can you talk about any outreach efforts in languages other than English?
The only outreach efforts locally are in English and Spanish. I know that the Mendocino County Office of Education has been in contact with all the superintendents of school districts locally to let them know to reach out to their student body about PEDT. Food for All Mendocino is a local Facebook page that puts out all the latest information about accessing various food resources. And the HealthyMendocino.org has a really nice resource page with more than just PEBT and CalFresh. They have, you know, all sorts of, like, you know, food bank lists and soup kitchens and food distributions that are happening in various parts of Lake and Mendocino County.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit KZYX.org.